Letters 125, a collection of many select epistles to friends, of that ancient, eminent, and faithful minister of Jesus Christ, George Fox, 1624-1691, these 410 letters represent, perhaps, the largest collection of spirit-breathed communications in existence. They are an inspiration, a roadmap, and a challenge to all who seek the maximum possible relationship with God. They are excellent reading for hope, understanding of the true character of the Church of Christ, and how to live a godly life. They are filled with adoration for our wonderful, almighty, powerful God and deep love for his fellow believers in Christ. These letters are written to assemblies of believers, advising, encouraging, warning, guiding, instructing, reminding, and loving. Extensive doctrinal writings are also found in Fox's three doctrinal books. They are always very positive and are wonderful to build your hope of what can be attained. Since he was writing in English, the risk of mistranslation from Greek or Hebrew that the Bible required is removed. The letters often contain scriptural references to explain and validate the message. The letters were written to assemblies in England, Scotland, Ireland, America, the Caribbean Islands, Holland, etc. The experiences and references to the Christian walk exceed everything in recorded history, except the early church as chronicled in the Bible. The letters have updated language to simplify complex reading material. There is an introduction by George Fox and George Whitehead in a separate page. All 410 letters are available on the sidebar. Therefore, they will help you immensely in understanding the true message of the Bible. We have reformatted the paragraph text to line-by-line verse for ease of reading and to give proper weight to each of his spirit-sourced phrases. The original letters are available for viewing in PDF format for the online version of this site also. Volume 1, upon the fourth day of the first month, 1650, I felt the power of the word spread over all the world in praise. Praise, honor, and glory be to the Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of peace, Lord of joy. Your countenance makes my heart glad. Lord of glory, Lord of mercy, Lord of strength, Lord of life and of power over death, and Lord of lords and King of kings. In the world there are lords many, but to us there is but one God the Father, of whom are all things, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, to whom be all glory, who is worthy. In the world are many lords and many gods, and the earth makes lords, coveting after riches and oppressing the creatures. And so, the covetous mind getting to itself, lords it above others. This nature of lordly pride is head, until subdued by the power of God. For everyone in that state strives to be above another, few will strive to be the lowest. Oh, that everyone would strive to put down in themselves mastery and honor, so that the Lord of heaven and earth might be exalted. George Fox, Epistle 1. Friends, forsake the company of wild people, and choose the company of sober men, and that will be creditable in the end. Choosing the company of wild and light people, who delight in vain fashions and ill courses, is dangerous, and of a bad report among sober people. For the eyes of such will be upon you, and if they see you are wild, you will come under their censure. Therefore love gravity and soberness and wisdom that preserves. George Fox, 2. Friends, the children of the devil, how expert are they in evil, in all deceit in his kingdom. And yet they may speak of the things of God, but no vulturous eye or venomous beast ever trod in the steps of the just, though they may talk of the way. For those who have their conversation in this world, and only mind the things of this world, profess godliness in vain. But the children of God, who are conceived and begotten of him, are not of this world, neither do they mind only the things of this world, but the things which are eternal. But the children of this world do mostly mind the external things, and their love is in them, and the others live by faith. The one is sanctified by the word, the other painted with the words. The children of God are pure in heart, not looking only at the outside. The favor of the world and friendship with it is enmity to God. Man may soon be stained with it. Oh, love the stranger and be as strangers in the world and to the world. For those who followed Christ in his cross, they were strangers in the world, and wonders to the world, and condemned by the world, and the world did not know him, neither does it know those who follow him now. So marvel not if the world hates you, for the world lies in hatred and wickedness. Whoever loves this world are enemies to Christ, and whoever loves the Lord Jesus Christ, and have him for their Lord over them, they are redeemed out of the world. The world would have a Christ, but not to rule over them. the nature of the world chains down Christ in man until Christ has subdued that nature in man. While the nature of the world rules in man, oh, the deaf ears and blind eyes, and the understandings that are all shut up among them, with which they judge. But those who love the Lord Jesus Christ do not mind the world's judgment, nor are troubled at it, but consider all our brethren who have gone before us. When you think you are past all crosses, when the trial does come, you will find a cross to that will which meddles with the things of God presumptuously. That man may live in joy, but the spirit is in bondage. Do not rejoice in the flesh, but rather in the spirit, which crucifies all fleshly boastings. If the fleshly will be fed, then carelessness comes up and they fall into flatness from the spirit and are mindless of the Lord God, such are soon up and down. The serpent tempted Eve to eat of the forbidden fruit, and she took and gave to her husband, and so they fell under the serpent's power, and the creatures out of the power of God, which would have kept them in dominion. And so Adam and Eve and the serpent all went out of truth. And Eve eating of the tree of knowledge, she had knowledge and wisdom after the fall, but not in the dominion, in the power of God. But the seed Christ, who was in the beginning, bruises the serpent's head, and he is the wisdom of God. George Fox 3. A little note to friends at first. Friends, there is an eye that has looked to see the good seed that was sown and asked, where did these weeds come from? The answer was and is, the wicked one has sown them. Now read the about weeds and what the effect of them and their work is, and what they do and have done, how they hang among the wheat. But now is the time of harvest where both wheat and weeds are seen and each distinguished, one from another. George Fox 4. All friends, mind that which is pure in you to guide you to God, out of Babylon, out of confusion, there all the world is. There is the seed of the beast, there are the false prophets and deceivers, within as well as without. One voice of deceit does not know another, nor any of them the voice of the living God. But dear friends, mind the light of God in your consciences, which will show you all deceit. Dwelling in it, guides out of the many things into one spirit, which cannot lie nor deceive. Those who are guided by it are one, who have been made to drink into one spirit, and the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. All quarrels, all schisms, all rents are out of the spirit, for God has tempered the body together, that there should be no schism in the body, but all worship him with one consent. And as the power and life of truth are made manifest, watch over one another in the discerning. And beware of discouraging any in the work of God. The laborers are few who are faithful for God. Take heed of hurting the gift with which God has given to profit, by which you have received life through death, and a measure of peace by the destruction of evil. Pray that peace may be multiplied, and the ministration of life to the raising of the dead, that the seed of the woman may bruise the serpent's head, discover all deceit, and rend all veils and coverings, that the pure may come to life, which deceit has trampled upon. And all take heed to your spirits, that which is hasty discerns not the good seed. Take heed of being corrupted by flatteries, they that know their God shall be strong. But take heed of laboring to turn the just aside for a thing of nothing, but know the precious from the vile, the clean from the unclean. These shall be as my mouth, said the Lord, for his work is great and his gifts diverse. And therefore all mind your gift, mind your measure, mind your calling and your work. Some speak to the conscience, some plow and break the clods, some weed out and some sow, some wait so that fowls do not devour the seed. But all wait for the gathering of the simple-hearted ones, for those who turn many to righteousness shall shine forever. Mind the light, that all may be refreshed one in another, and all in one. And the God of power and love keep all friends in power, in love, that there be no surmisings, but pure refreshings in the unlimited love of God, which makes one another known in the conscience, to read one another's hearts. Being comprehended into this love, it is inseparable, and all are here one. And keep in the oneness, and note those who cause dissension, contrary to the gospel you have received, that one pure faith may be held in all, to guide and preserve all in the unity of the spirit and bond of peace, all one family of love, children of one Father, and of the household of God. George Fox. 5. To his parents. Dear father and mother in the flesh, but not of that birth which speaks to you, for that which is begotten is like that which does beget. Praises, praises be given to my heavenly Father, who has begotten me again by the immortal word. To that of God in you both I speak, and do beseech you both for the Lord's sake, to turn within and wait to hear the voice of the Lord there. And waiting there and keeping close to the Lord, a discerning will grow, so that you may distinguish the voice of the stranger when you hear it. Oh, be faithful to the Lord in that you know. For the Lord has no pleasure in the backslider, neither shall their damnation slumber. Oh, be faithful, do not look back, nor be too forward further than you have attained, for you have no time but this present time. Therefore prize your time for your soul's sake. And so, grow up in that which is pure and keep to the oneness, then shall my joy be full. So fare you well, and the Lord God of power keep you in his power. To him be praises forevermore. George Fox 6, to friends. Friends, no one is justified breaking the commands of Christ. No one is justified living in iniquity, and no one is justified in only professing Christ's words and the prophets and the apostles' words and living out of their lives. And no one is justified living in the first birth and nature and false faith and hope, which does not purify, as God is pure. No man is justified not believing in the light, as Christ commands, but with the light is condemned. For the light is the condemnation of all those who walk contrary to it, therefore mind the power of God. No man is justified, acting contrary to that spirit which convinces. George Fox 7, to friends at Swarthmore. Friends, love that which judges the carnal mind and crosses it, which makes an entrance to God and keeps you open, and then refreshment will come into your souls from the Lord. Dwell in the power and know the power of words in one another, and take heed of deceit. Farewell, and the God of love and power keep you to himself. George Fox 8. Dear friends, those who are determined to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. God is righteous, God is pure, holy, and just, God is clean. He who is godly and holy suffers by the ungodly and unrighteous and unclean and unjust and filthy. And so the just suffers by the unjust, and he who is born of the flesh persecutes him that is born of the Spirit. George Fox 9. Friends, that which is set up by the sword is held up by the sword, and that which is set up by spiritual weapons is held up by spiritual weapons and not by carnal weapons. The peacemaker has the kingdom and is in it, and has the dominion over the peacebreaker to calm him in the power of God. And friends, let the waves break over your heads. There is rising a new and living way out of the north, which makes the nations like waters. Do not hurt the vines, nor the oil, nor those who know that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness of it. The days of virtue, love, and peace are come and coming, and the Lamb had and has the kings of the earth to war with and to fight with, who will overcome with the sword of the Spirit, the word of his mouth, for the Lamb shall have the victory. And are not some like Ephraim with a miscarrying womb, who have not brought forth the substance, the birth from above, but have brought forth children to murder? George Fox 10. To friends, to stand still in trouble and see the strength of the Lord. Friends, whatever you are addicted to, the tempter will come in that thing, and when he can trouble you, then he gets advantage over you, and then you are gone. Stand still in that which is pure, after you see yourselves, and then mercy comes in. After you see your thoughts and the temptations, do not think but submit, and then power comes. Stand still in that which shows and discovers, and their strength immediately comes. And stand still in the light and submit to it, and the other will be hushed and gone, and then content comes. And when temptations and troubles appear, sink down in that which is pure, and all will be hushed and fly away. Your strength is to stand still, after you see yourselves. Whatever you see yourselves addicted to, temptations, corruption, uncleanness, etc., then you think you shall never overcome. And earthly reason will tell you what you shall lose. Pay no attention to that, but stand still in the light that shows them to you, and then strength comes from the Lord and help contrary to your expectation. Then you grow up in peace and no trouble shall move you. David fretted himself when he looked out, but when he was still, no trouble could move him. When your thoughts are out abroad, then troubles move you. But come to stay your minds upon that spirit which was before the letter. Here you learn to read the scriptures aright. If you do anything in your own wills, then you tempt God, but stand still in that power that brings peace. George Fox 11. Dear hearts, brethren, and babes of Christ, wait to feed on the immortal food and walk in the truth, and God Almighty be among you. And in it you will see him, all stand naked, bare, and uncovered before the Lord. And take heed of your wills, for that, like Herod, slays the just and shipwrecks the faith and runs you into the flesh. Return back and stay yourselves upon the Lord in every particular, to have your minds guided by his Spirit. Growing up in that which is precious and immortal, there is no feigned love. So the eternal God keep you in his eternal love pure to himself, and naked, and knit your hearts together. God Almighty bless you and water you with the showers of his mercy and with the dew of heaven. George Fox 12. Friends, if you love the light and walk in it, you love Christ and will all walk in unity together. And if you hate the light, you hate Christ. Here is your teacher who loved the light. Here is your condemnation who hate the light. And the conscience being seared, there is a returning to teachers without. For the carnal will have its vain invented form, but the Spirit's form stands in the power. Prove yourselves where you are. George Fox 13. To the flock of God about Sedberg. Everyone wait upon God in your measure, who is the true shepherd, and leads his flock into the green pastures, and opens fresh springs daily. This you will see and experience. And mind that which is pure in one another, which joins you together. For nothing will join or make fit but what is pure, nor unite nor build but what is pure. Therefore in every particular, fear God, for whatever you build of yourselves will not stand, but will tumble down again. Although it is like gold or silver or brass or iron, the strength of all these things, which is above the pure in you, will come to nothing, and this will not unite with the pure. Therefore everyone wait in the measure that God has given you, and none of you be hearers only, but doers of the word. And so, walk in the truth, and all of you be servants to it, and it will lead you out of the world. The world would have the truth to serve them, to talk of, to trade with, and to contend with. These are the wells without water, these are the trees without fruit. But those who dwell in the Spirit of the Lord, which is pure, which joins together, and unites and builds up all in one Spirit, see all these things and are separated from them. So if you live in the Spirit and walk in it, you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh, which will lead into uncleanness and into adultery, and into that which despises dignity, which defiles the flesh and goes from the pure. Therefore the pure faith is to be contended for, and those who were sanctified by God the Father did contend for it, and were preserved by it in Christ Jesus. Therefore wait upon God for the living bread that never fades away, which he that eats of lives forever. So God Almighty bless you, and keep you in the measure of his gift, faithful to himself. Dear hearts, to that which is pure in you I speak, which the presumptuous mind would veil, that God alone may be exalted and all flesh shattered down. And all are to take warning, and not one to exalt himself above another, but that God alone may be exalted among you all, and in you all, who alone is blessed forever. And you may see from where your heavenly food comes and grow up by it. For God has done great things in these northern parts, and the Lord is doing great things to the exaltation of his great name, and astonishing the heathen, notwithstanding the raging of the beast, and the opening of his mouth, to the blaspheming of God and his temple. Therefore all be valiant in the Lord God, and so fare you well, and the Lord God of power keep you. George Fox 14a Word from the Lord to Friends. All friends that are grown up in the life and power of the truth, see that when you appoint your meetings in any open place, in the fields, on the moors, or on the mountains, that none appoint meetings in your own wills. For that lets in the will of the world upon the life of friends, and so you come to suffer by the world. But at such meetings let the wisdom of God guide you, so that some may be there to preserve the truth from suffering by the world, that all burdens may be kept off and taken away, so will you grow pure and strong. And when there are any meetings in unbroken places, you who go to minister to the world, do not take the whole meeting of friends with you, there, to suffer with and by the world's spirit. But let friends keep together, and wait in their own meeting place. So the life, in the truth, will be preserved and grow. And let three or four or six who are grown up strong and are in the truth go to such unbroken places and thresh the heathenish nature, and there is true service for the Lord. And to you all this is the counsel of the Lord. The grace of God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, be with your spirits. Amen. George Fox 15 to the Church of God in Lancashire. Friends, everyone in particular, who are of God and not of the world, walk out of the world's vain customs, ordinances, and commands, and stand a witness against them all in the testimony of Jesus, and witness him the substance of all, waiting in the light of God and walking in it. Then will you have unity one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse you from all sin. For through it and by it we overcome, which blood of the new covenant is but one. There shall you witness the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Oh, wait all in that which is pure, to be fed alone by God with the eternal living food. Do not go out among the swine, who feed upon the outside, the husk, among the merchants of Babylon, and so forsake the living bread. But as you have received Christ Jesus, in him walk, that you may all honor the Lord Jesus Christ and adorn his gospel. And be famous in his light, and bold in his strength, which will carry you above the world and above all the deceits of it. Oh, in love, watch over one another for good, and for the better, and not for the worse. And dwell in that which is pure of God in you, for fear that your thoughts get forth, and then evil thoughts get up, and surmising one against another, which arises out of the veiled mind, which darkens the pure discerning. But as you dwell in that which is of God, it guides you up out of the elementary life, and out of the mortal into the immortal, which is hidden from all the fleshly ones, where is peace and joy eternal to all who can witness the new birth. Babes in Christ, born again of the immortal seed, in it wait, my life is with you in perfect unity. Bow down to nothing but the Lord God. Satan would have had Christ to have bowed down, but he would not. The same seed now, the same birth born in you now, which is the same today, yesterday, and forever. The tempter will come to you, and if you look forth and hearken to his words and let them in, then you bow down under him and worship him. But I say unto you, and charge you in the presence of the Lord, mind the pure seed of God in you, and the mighty power of God will cherish you up to the Lord God above all temptations, not to bow down to anything. But feeding upon the immortal food, you will feel yourselves supported, and carried over him by your Father and your God, who is over all, blessed forever. Who is the virtue of all creatures, the wisdom of all things? All holy praises be unto the holy, glorious Lord God forever. George Fox 16. To all you, my dear friends, who have tasted of the immediate, working power of the Lord, and find an alteration in your minds, and see from where virtue comes and strength that renews the inward man and refreshes you, which draws you in love to forsake the world, and that which has form and beauty in it to the eye of the world, and has turned your minds within, who see your houses foul and corruption strong, and the way narrow and straight, which leads to life eternal. To you all I say, wait upon God in that which is pure. Though you see little and know little and have little and see your emptiness and see your nakedness and barrenness and unfruitfulness and see the hardness of your hearts and your own unworthiness. It is the light that discovers all this and the love of God to you, and it is that which is present, but the dark understanding cannot comprehend it. So wait upon God in that which is pure in your measure, and stand still in it, everyone, to see your Savior, to make you free from that which the light discovers in you to be evil. For the voice of the bridegroom is heard in our land, and Christ has come among the prisoners to visit them in the prison houses. They all have hopes of release and free pardon, and to come out freely, for the debt is paid. Wait for the manifestation of it, and he who comes out of prison shall reign. So meet together all you who fear the Lord God, and think upon his name. His mercies endure forever. His mercies are in temptations and troubles. His mercies are in afflictions, in reproaches, and in scorns. Therefore rejoice, you simple ones, who love simplicity, and meet and wait together to receive strength and wisdom from the Lord God. And in departing from sin and evil, you will be able to speak to the praise of the Lord. And meeting and waiting in his power, which you have received, in it all to improve your measure that God has given you. For you never improve your measure, so long as you rely upon any visible thing without you. But when you come alone to wait upon God, everyone shall have a reward according to your deserts, and everyone your penny, who are called into the vineyard to labor. Therefore be faithful to God, and mind that which is committed to you, as faithful servants, laboring in love, some thrashing and some plowing and some to keep the sheep. He who can receive this, let him, and all watch over one another in the Spirit of God. So God Almighty bless, guide, and prosper you unto his kingdom, where there is no tribulation. When your minds run into anything outwardly, without the power, it covers and veils the pure in you. George Fox 17. Dear friends, prize your time and the love of the Lord to your souls above all things, and mind that light in you that shows you sin and evil. The light checks you when you speak an evil word, and tells you that you should not be proud or unrestrained, nor fashion yourselves like the world, for the fashion of this world passes away. And if you hearken to that, it will keep you in humbleness of mind and lowliness of heart, and turn your minds within to wait upon the Lord to be guided by it, and bring you to lay aside all sin and evil, and keep you faithful to the Lord, and bring you to wait on him for teaching, until an entrance is made to your souls, and refreshment comes to them from the presence of the Lord. There is your teacher, the light, obeying it. There is your condemnation, disobeying it. If you hearken to the light in you, it will not allow you to conform to the evil ways, customs, fashions, delights, and vanities of the world, but lead you to purity, to holiness, to uprightness, even up to the Lord. Dear hearts, listen to it to be guided by it. For if you love the light, you love Christ. If you hate that, you hate Christ. Therefore, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, consider it, and the Lord open your understandings to know him. George Fox 18. All dear friends everywhere, who have tasted of the everlasting power, and are made partakers of his divine nature, be faithful and dwell in that which is pure. And take heed of the world's evil ways, words, worships, customs, and fashions. Neither let fair speeches draw you out, nor hard speeches trouble you and make you afraid. But fear the Lord God of heaven and earth, who by his mighty power upholds all things. And be bold in the power of truth, and valiant for it upon the earth, treading, triumphing over, and trampling all deceit underfoot, inward and outward. Having done it in yourselves in particular, you have power over the world in general. And meet together everywhere, and keep the unity of the Spirit, which is the bond of peace, which circumcises inwardly, and puts off the body of sin, and baptizes all into one body with one Spirit. And being written in one another's hearts, have all one voice, and the pure language of truth, wherein all plainness of speech, things may be spoken in nakedness of heart one to another, in the eternal unity in the one Spirit, which draws off and weans you from all things that are created and external, which fade and pass away, up to God, the fountain of life and head of all things, to whom be glory, wisdom, riches, and honor, God blessed forever, who has blessed us and given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. And he that has the Son has the Father also. And that which the world professes and makes a business of, the saints enjoy and possess, which the world does not know except in the letter. Reading about it in the Bible, and all friends and brethren, be faithful in what you know, rejoicing and praising the Lord with all thankfulness, that the wise God should call you and elect you. Oh, dwell in love in your hearts to God and one to another. And the God of love and life keep you all in his power, and love and spirit to himself, that you may all be kept pure, and stand pure and clean before him. The work and harvest of the Lord is great. My prayers to God are for you, that you may be faithful and be kept faithful in the work. George Fox 19. Dear and tender friends, my love is to you all in the truth of God. And my prayers and soul's desire are to God, that you may be kept in the simplicity of the truth in Christ Jesus, growing up in the power of his resurrection, and be made conformable to his death, and have fellowship with him in his sufferings. And that all your hearts may be knit together in love, and in one spirit to God, and be kept out of all the world's evil customs, fashions, words, works, manners, ordinances, and commandments which will all perish, which the world holds up in the carnal mind, and the carnal man acts them. For whatever is seen with a carnal eye is carnal. See, if you find something in your understandings made manifest, which is eternal, to guide your minds out of all external things, which wither away and fade. For the cross is to the carnal mind. Your carnal minds going into the carnal and earthly things, or your eyes and lusts into the earth, where lightness, rashness, crossness, bitterness, and presumption are, then the tongue will run at random and is at liberty. And he who does not have power over his own tongue, his religion is vain, and the light mind rules. But the light within, which convinces you, will show you when the mind goes forth, and show you the daily cross, which is to crucify that carnal mind. For the carnal mind minds carnal things, and the cross is to the will of man, for it shall never enter. Therefore do not give way to your wills, nor busy yourselves nor your minds with needless and careless words, or such things, for they will veil you and draw your minds from God. But keep within. And when they shall say, Lo here, or Lo there is Christ, go not forth, for Christ is within you. And they are seducers and antichrists, who draw your minds out from the teaching within you. For the measure is within, and the light of God is within, and the pearl is within you, which is hid, and the word of God is within you, and you are the temples of God. And God has said, He will dwell in you and walk in you. And then what need do you have to go to the idols' temples without you? The true church, the saints, is in God, but the imitation of the church is in the world, without God. The seducers are in the world, antichrists and deceivers are in the world, and false prophets are in the world. And covetousness is in the world, and all hypocrisy and all heresy and dissimulation pretense, hypocrisy, and all pride and looking for honor is in the world. And he that seeks for it is of the devil. And all idle, foolish jesting and all light, vain talking, which are not seemly nor convenient, are in the world. Therefore lay aside all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and fear God, and give glory to him, and do not worship the beast. For the beast and the false prophet must be cast into the lake of fire. The true figures and types were outward and visible to the outward eye and mind, but the carnal mind is to be taken away and destroyed. For the figures did type forth the substance. When the substance was come, the figures were taken away and types were ended. And the false imitations of Christ and of God are in the world, and the vain worships of the world are the worships of the beast and are not of God. For God is a spirit, and he that worships him must worship him in spirit and truth. The beastly nature in man and woman holds up the beast and his customs and worships, and the plagues of God are to be poured upon the beast and all those who worship the beast and false prophet. And those who abide in the truth do not worship the beast inwardly nor outwardly, but deny all the beast's worships and false prophets and worship God in spirit and truth. And those who do not abide in the truth hold up the beast's worship and the false prophets, and those who do so shall have their portion together. Plagues will be poured upon such. And you who know God, dwell in the truth and tread upon the deceit, for God will be glorified alone. To whom be glory and honor forever. Amen. George Fox 20. To all my dear brethren, whom the God of power has enlightened with his eternal light and discovered to you his way of truth and brought you out of the dark ways in which you have walked, which dark ways all the world walk in. But where the pure light of God is witnessed, it guides to himself. The light is but one, which leads out of darkness and the dark world into the world which is without end. Therefore, all friends and brethren in the eternal truth of God, walk in it up to God, and do not be sayers only, nor backsliders. For the backslider is a sayer and not a doer, and there arises ambition, pride, and presumption out of that nature. But dwell in the pure light, which God has made manifest to you in your understanding, and turn your minds to him, and walk as children of the light and of the day, and do not be drunken in anything, nor run to extremes in anything, but be moderate and patient. Wait for the presence of the great God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and do not be so childish as to be tossed with men's words without life. And do not run out after others' liberties, which they have got in their notions. For you that do so will not abide in the truth, and so you may come to be shaken and shake others who look at words. But wait everyone in particular, in the measure that God has given you, upon God in the fear of God, then your hearts will be kept clean, and this is the sure way. And wait all to have the Son made manifest in you, and the Son alone to set you free in yourselves in particular, and all who are made free by the Son are one. But the first nature, which would have liberty, must go into captivity, which those who live in their carnal reasoning seek freedom for. But here man is deceived in his first birth. But you all, in whom the immortal seed is brought to light, who are raised up to sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, and are become children of the day, walk as children of the day, and as children of the light, and let your light so shine before men that they may glorify your Father, which is in heaven. All loving the light, you love the one thing, which gathers your hearts together to the fountain of light and life, and walking in it, you have unity one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you from all sin. The knowledge of the letter, which you formerly got into your notions and comprehensions, the dark mind gave dark meanings to it, and so kept you in the broad way. But now all wait to have the same spirit manifested in your understandings, which was in those who gave forth the scriptures, who had come out of the broad way, holy men of God, who had escaped the pollutions of the world. And if every particular of you does not know a principle within, which is of God, to guide you to wait upon God, you are still in your own knowledge, which is brutish and sensual. But all waiting upon God and that which is of God, you are kept open to receive the teachings of God. And the pure wisdom and knowledge comes from above, which is to know God and Jesus Christ, the way which is hidden from the world, and to walk out of your own ways and out of your own thoughts. And dwelling in that which is pure, up to God, it commands your own reason to keep silent and to cast your own thoughts out, and dwelling in that which is pure, it discovers all this. So dwelling in the Spirit, it keeps all your hearts to God. To whom be all praise, honor, and glory forever. George Fox from Judge Fells in Lancashire, the 3rd of the 11th month, 1652-21. To friends at Kendal. To that of God in you I speak, that you may watch over the weak and see how the plants of the Lord grow. And walk in the joy and love of the truth, serving God with joyfulness of heart. And to you this is the word of the Lord. And keep all that is bad down and out with the light, which condemns all ungodliness. So keep all that out, which is for condemnation, so that you may be preserved clean and pure, that you may be kept out of condemnation, and walk in the living light. So God Almighty be with you all. And I charge you to read this among the brethren, and mind these words with the light, so that no looseness may be among you. But own and be obedient to the commands of the Lord, that you may stand out of, and above all the contrary commands of man. And so farewell. George Fox 22. O friends, keep close to the light in you, and do not look forth at words that proceed from a vain and light mind, but at the power of words. For the words of God that proceed from him are powerful and mighty in operation, to the throwing down of all the strongholds of the man of sin. The Lord is coming in power, to gather his chosen ones to himself, and to judge and condemn the wicked one forevermore. He will plague the beast and burn the whore and plague and torment the disobedient and rebellious and backsliders very sore. Therefore, you who know the voice of the Lord, hearken to it, and see how you stand in his fear, and how you are brought into the obedience of the truth. And take heed of looking forth at man, but keep close to the light in you, and see that your minds is kept close to that, and guided by that. And being guided by that, the light will keep you clear and pure to receive the teaching of the Lord. Have salt in yourselves, and let your words be few and seasoned, that they may be savory. And watch over one another in love, and walk in wisdom and sobriety and gravity and sincerity in purity and cleanness. And keep free from deceit, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And be faithful to the Lord, walk so that the world may be confounded and ashamed when they speak evil of you as evildoers. Walking in humbleness, lowliness, and uprightness before them, it will take away all just occasion of speaking evil against the truth. And be bold and valiant for the truth, and press forward towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, and let no man take your crown. Dear friends, watch over one another in love, and stir up that which is pure in one another, and exhort one another daily. And the Lord keep you all in his fear, and in his obedience now and evermore. George Fox 23. Friends, do not fear the powers of darkness, but keep your meetings, and meet in that which keeps you over them, and you will have unity in the power of God. And dwell in love and unity with one another, and know one another in the power of an endless life, which does not change. And know the second Adam, the Lord from heaven, which is above the first Adam, the earthly, where all strife and transgression is. And all friends everywhere, be faithful in the life and power of God, and keep your meetings above all the world, in that which does not change, so that nothing but Christ may reign among you, the power of God and wisdom of God, the sanctification and redemption, that the just may reign over all, and the seed of God may have the dominion in you all. That with that you may all be ordered to the glory of God, and kept in the bond of peace, and reign in the love of God, which is out of the iniquity, and does not rejoice in it, which thinks no evil. And have this love shed abroad in all your hearts, and feel it abiding in you, which love of God edifies the body. And know the word of God abiding in you, which was in the beginning and brings to the beginning, which word being engrafted, it saves the soul, and hammers down and throws down and burns up that which wars against it. George Fox 24. To all friends everywhere, dwell in the truth and walk in the love of the truth in patience, and everyone keep your habitations in your measure, and learn that good lesson of Jesus Christ, to be low and meek in heart, giving no occasion to the adversary by evil doing. But all walk honestly and uprightly, for the upright and meek in heart know God, and God delights in the upright and righteous. And walking in righteousness, you will be bold as lions, resisting the wicked with your spiritual weapons, not by bloody hands, as the wicked are tearing and rending the just who dwell in the truth. For the lions want and hunger and rage, but you who fear the Lord shall not need any good thing, and those who wait upon the Lord, he will give them their heart's desire. I witness the words of the Lord to be true, praised be his name. Oh. Friends, dwell in the fear of the Lord, and take heed of presumption, so that your minds do not run out into vanity and lightness, that the world may not take occasion, and the truth suffer. But everyone keep your habitation where God has called you, and take heed of deceit, and form nothing in your own wills or minds, but grow up in the inner man, putting off the old man with his deeds, as trees of righteousness, which the Lord has planted, growing in wisdom and understanding to do the will of God, and not your own wills. He who does the will of God abides in that which endures forever, and sees all flesh to be as grass, and the glory of the world to pass away. Woe to you proud men who compass the earth to set your nests on high. All your gods of gold and silver must perish, and that mind that holds them up must perish. But all friends, mind that which is eternal, which gathers your hearts together up to the Lord and lets you see that you are written in one another's hearts. Meet together everywhere, growing up in the Spirit to the Lord, the fountain of life, the head of all things, God blessed forever. Do not let hard words trouble you nor fair speeches win you, but dwell in the power of truth, in the mighty God, and have salt in yourselves to savor all words, and to stand against all the wiles of the devil, in the mighty power of God. For God has raised up his own seed in his saints, which seed, Christ, is but one in all and spreads over all and throughout all. And we now have through him come to have dominion and power over the evil one, and to tread upon that which has been too strong for us, the enemy of our peace, and the enemy of our unity with God and one with another. So in that which is raised up in us, which tramples upon the earthly, dark power, have we unity with God and fellowship with his Son and unity one with another. So are known to one another in that, which none, who are of the world, knows. So our life is hidden, and our happiness, joy, and delight hidden from all, who are ruled and governed by the prince of the air, from under whose dominion and government we are redeemed by the only Redeemer, Christ Jesus, not with corruptible things. Neither is our redemption of man, nor by man, nor according to the will of man, but contrary to man's will. And so, our unity and fellowship with vain man are lost, and all his evil ways are now turned into enmity. And all his profession is now found to be deceit, and in all his fairest pretenses lodges cruelty. And the bottom and ground of all his knowledge of God and Christ is found sandy, and cannot endure the tempest. For being brought off from that foundation, and having suffered the loss of all which seemed beautiful upon the sand, which was built there according to that wisdom that was not eternal, but was earthly, upon which the curse of God was, and yet remains where it is standing. We declare against that bottom and foundation, by the power of God, in that light of Christ, which discovers all false foundations and makes manifest all sandy bottoms, which man has built upon. For where the only true seed takes root, there all man's plants and plantations are plucked up. For there the earth, in which the earthly plants grow, is broken up, plowed up, and ripped up, and all things made manifest which have lain hidden in it. For all the noisome creatures dwell in the earth, and the evil beasts which are hurtful to the creation. For in the earth the devil dwells and walks, but the earth being plowed up, he is made manifest, and the seed of his dwelling is broken up. That mind which speaks of God, but does not live, nor dwell, nor abide in the fear of God, that mind must suffer and pass under the judgment of God, for the curse of God is upon that mind. For that mind is earthly, and of the earth, upon which the curse of God is. And that mind may talk of God and speak of God, but not in union with God, nor from enjoyment of God in the Spirit, nor from having purchased the knowledge of him through death and sufferings of self, but from hearsay of him and from custom and tradition. But the true fear of God destroys that mind which speaks of him but does not live in his fear. And that mind is raised up which abides in his fear, and this is acceptable sacrifice, which is pure, clean, holy, and without spot. Then that which knows God speaks of him which has purchased the true knowledge of him through suffering, and to such there is no condemnation but joy and peace. And this mind sings true praises to God, the other in hypocrisy, and therefore the woe is unto it. And this mind is stayed upon God, the other is gadding after the creatures, committing fornication with other lovers, and speaks of God but is not subject to God and must pass through condemnation. George Fox 25, to Friends in the Truth. Friends, the love of God is to you, the springs are opening, and the plants are refreshing with the living waters. Now, friends, walk in the truth as you have received it, and wait in that which keeps you in the yes and no, in the pure communication, in the good manners. In the pure conduct over all the world you will reign, whose citizenship is in heaven, and here you will judge the world, walking in the life. And you who turn from the light, which Jesus Christ has enlightened you with, here are the corrupt manners, the evil companions, the filthy conduct, which with the light are all to be condemned. You who turn from the light are in Esau's nature, and choosing the earth there is profaneness. Therefore take heed to the light, and wait to receive power from God, to stand against that which the light discovers to be evil. And you who are turned from the light, with which Jesus Christ has enlightened you, and turn to the hireling priests who are changeable, from the priest who never changes, you walk in Judas' steps, and woe will be your end. You had better never have been born, you are betrayers of the righteous. You who turn from the light, you turn from Christ, as Judas did. And you who walk in the light, you walk after Christ, and he is your way. But you that turn from it to the hireling priests, Judas is your way, which is destruction. And you who turn from the light, turn from the command of God, Cain is your way. And you who turn from the Spirit, Balaam is your way. And you who get up into presumption, Korah is your way, which leads into self-separation. And this fruit will wither, which is natural knowledge, which is seen with the light, and is to be condemned with the light, which never withers, which is the condemnation of the world, which all the children of the light walk in. Walking in which light, it will bring you to receive Christ from whom it comes. Here is the way to salvation, and as many as receive him, to them he gives power to become the sons of God. And the Son of God is but one in all, male and female, and the light of God is but one. So all walk in it to receive the Son, in which light is the unity, which brings to fellowship with the Father and the Son. And the oneness is in the light, as the Father and the Son are one, and brings you to where he is, out of the world, from the world, and not to be of the world. Therefore walk in the light, which is all the world's condemnation, even those of the highest religion who act contrary to the light. And to you this is given forth from the word of the living God. And you who love your soul, love the light, to wait for Christ, the Savior of your soul, and you who hear the word, wait in the light, which comes from the word, which leads up to the word which was in the beginning, which breaks the world to pieces that lies in wickedness, and burns it as with a fire, and divides asunder the precious from the vile. This is the word which makes all clean, which is received into the heart, and this is the word of faith which we preach. The world preaches the words without, being out of the life, and in the brutish knowledge which is condemned by God, and by all who are of God, who have and are in the life of the Holy Scriptures. Therefore I charge you all in the presence of the living God, to wait in the light which comes from Christ, that with it you may receive the life, that with the light and life, which are one, you may come to have the Scriptures open to you, which were given from the light. And so all the world, who do not have the light guiding their understandings, nor the life, but are strangers to it, there are the sects, there are the many opinions, there is the heresy, which makes a profession of the letter, the Bible, declared from the light, but are out of the life. With the light all this is condemned, and the children of light are in unity, in that which gave forth the Holy Scriptures. And so to you all this testimony is from the word of God. This is to be read among all friends everywhere, for this was I moved to send among you. George Fox Top Next Letters.